In Seattle, classes are canceled for a fourth day today as a citywide teacher strike pushes into its second week. Contract negotiations between the Seattle School District and teachers' union continue, and it's unclear if an agreement is on the horizon as 53,000 students are waiting to get back to school. Anne Dornfeld covers education for Here and Now contributor KUOW in Seattle. She's following the story and joins us now. Anne, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Magda.
So this is kind of a historic strike. Is there any... I'm going to go backwards and say, what's the latest in the negotiations?
Well, teachers and the district got back to bargaining over the weekend. They had been kind of at an impasse last week. They have made some progress over the weekend, it sounds like. The union issued a new proposal with a smaller raise than they had previously proposed, and the district looks like it's offering teachers a bit more pay as well. So hopefully a little bit closer to a resolution, but it might still be a while.
A little bit closer. Okay, so can you tell us what some of the core issues are that teachers are bringing to these negotiations? Because if I've got this right, this is the first citywide strike in Seattle amongst teachers in 30 years. So something has really pushed them here.
Right. Pay is a big issue. Teachers say they waited through the Great Recession for cost of living adjustments and significant raises, and they held off for a while. But now they say the city is doing well. The state economy is doing well. We have a big tech sector in Seattle that's thriving. And yet they say their pay is practically stagnant and certainly not kept up with inflation, they say. It's very expensive to live in Seattle now. And teachers say they have to live far from their jobs often in order to be able to afford their housing. So they want the district to make up for some of their lost wages over the recession and say the district can afford to do that. The district says that it can afford to do that because they say the state legislature is failing to fully fund K-12 education. Our state Supreme Court has come down on that, as well as even fining our state's legislature $100,000 a day for being in contempt of court over education funding. So it's pay is a really big one in this, but it's not the only one.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So the state legislature is involved here in some way, shape or form. But, you know, earlier we were talking about 53,000 students in Seattle who haven't been to school yet this fall. How are their families responding to the strike?
Well, there is a lot of teacher support. You have signs across town in people's yards saying we support our teachers 100% and things like that. There are signs in shop windows as well supporting the teachers. But of course, for a lot of families, this is a big hardship, not having childcare lined up. And there really isn't nearly as much as there is available during the summer because the different programs around town are not prepared to take in kids into the school year. So you do have people who are stepping up and taking care of their neighbors' children and taking care of friends and family members' children. But as the strike drags on, it's going to become more and more tense for especially low-income families who have a hard time juggling extra childcare expenses. But we do still see a lot of support from parents.
Well, that's Anne Dornfeld. She covers education for Here and Now, contributor KUOW in Seattle, talking to us about the Seattle teachers' strike that's still ongoing. Anne, thanks so much.
You're welcome.